The regular episode of Your Brain on Facts will be up in a while. Normally, I think of my show as escapism for folks, but not addressing the current events at this point would be a willful expression of privilege. There is a movement called Blackout Tuesday, which began with the music industry and podcasters are also participating in, as a show of solidarity for the protesters all around the country. The podcaster that proposed we participate in Blackout Tuesday included a partial list of African Americans killed by the police, and no one can find a full and definitive list because it never ends. There are more names than we can find to read out on our RSS feeds. I'm not going to tell you what you need to do, because I am not qualified to tell you what you need to do. I am only just beginning to understand what my privilege actually is. I first began to wake up to it the morning after the last presidential election, when I was afraid to be a woman, but said to myself, well, at least I'm white. Oh, that's what it means. So instead of hearing from me on what we need to do, here is an article from Inside the Candy Dish. Dear white people, this is what we need you to do. I don't want to hear, I can't believe this. I want you to read up on the history you've had the privilege to ignore. I don't want your opinions or thoughts. I want you to listen to the black experiences you've chosen to forget. I don't want your hashtag BLM Instagram story reposts. I want screenshots of your bailout money donation and patronage of black labor, art, and knowledge. I don't want your passive Twitter likes. I want you to follow black tragedies as much as you follow black trends. I don't want to vindicate your white guilt. It's yours to reconcile. I want you to check your racist parents and call out your apathetic white friends, especially when there are no people of color there, without expecting a pat on the back. I don't want your tears. I have plenty. I want you to check in on your black loved ones and respect our emotional and physical boundaries. I don't want to diminish the adversity you've faced from aspects of your identity. But I want you to acknowledge that your life is easier because you're white. I want you to admit that you would never choose to be a black person because you know your life would be harder. I don't want you to be a good white. I want your activism to be questioned and challenged and criticized by black people. I want you to grow from your mistakes so we can grow as a nation. I don't want your out-of-context MLK quotes on perpetual pacifism. I want you to see that the only difference between the Boston Tea Party protesters and the Stonewall Rots and Rodney King riots is the former were white and the latter were black. I want you to be disobedient to signal the need for change and destroy the oppressive systems that make you comfortable and powerful. I don't want you to use public demonstrations as an opportunity to role-play the purge or fulfill your Joker fantasies. I want you to use your white body to shield brown demonstrators from tear gas and bullets. I don't want to see another video of police officers murdering black people. I don't want peace. I want justice. I don't want you to prove that you are not racist. I want you to know that you are the byproduct of a successful racist regime that has capitalized off of black oppression and suppression for centuries. I want you to realize that being racist is more American than apple pie. I don't want you to feel at ease. I want you to take a look at yourself. I want you to shed light on the corners of your subconscious you've glossed over for years. I want you to know that you are racist because you have been trained to be so, and it is within your power to become anti-racist. I don't want my strength to be praised. I want you to respect the breadth of my emotions. I want space to break down and acknowledge my grief. I don't want to lose your attention. I want you to remember Tony McDade during Pride. I want you to remember Ahmaud Arbery during Independence Day. I want you to remember George Floyd when you vote in November. I want you to remember Amy Cooper at your Christmas dinner. I want you to remember Breonna Taylor when you hear a knock on your door. I want you to remember Trayvon Martin every time you see a bag of Skittles. I want you to know that this reconditioning is a necessary, lifelong endeavor. I don't want you to be an ally for me or some other Black person in your life. I want you to be an active ally because it is the right thing to do. Here's how you can help. You can donate to the family and loved ones of George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, and Breonna Taylor, or to organizations like the Bail Project, the Minnesota Freedom Fund, the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, Communities Against Police Brutality, and the American Civil Liberties Union. Protest. If you participate in a local protest, make sure that you are following precautions and acknowledge city curfews if they apply. Contact your congressional representative today. And this article will be linked in the show notes so that you can get links to all of the resources at the bottom. Our household has already donated to the Bail Project, and I want to let you know that the ACLU has made an app called Mobile Justice that you can use to take videos of pertinent incidents. It automatically uploads the videos to them in case your phone gets confiscated or damaged. You may not feel that you have ever done harm to a person of color, but we have to acknowledge that everything we have comes from someone else doing harm to a person of color. We live on stolen land in a nation built by slave labor. We need to acknowledge this, and we need to do better.